Poise for Exit is a show for business owners who want to achieve a successful exit based on their own terms. Your business exit will likely be the biggest financial transaction of your life, and for most, you'll have one shot at doing it right. The topics and guests we feature and the stories they share will provide valuable ideas and strategies to improve operations and grow enterprise value so you can achieve the best possible exit outcome. Now here's your host, award-winning certified exit planning advisor, Julie Keys.
Welcome everybody to Poised for Exit, the exit planning podcast show. In today's show, I get to be interviewed by my producer, Bob Sansevier. We're celebrating my birthday by celebrating some of the programs I've developed for professional advisors and business owners, as well as share what you can expect from this show in 2024. And lastly, we're going to be highlighting our show sponsors as well. And let's hear from them right now.
Right now, there's a record number of buyers looking for businesses, and many businesses are selling at a premium. To get a free, confidential business valuation so you'll know what your business might be worth, contact a broker at Sunbelt Business Advisors at 612-455-0880. We're Minnesota's largest seller of companies. Let us help you maximize your life's work. Call 612-455-0880 or visit sunbeltmidwest.com.
What we see with many businesses is that they've never gotten marketing to work consistently, and the marketing they do doesn't meaningfully impact their bottom line. Data approaches it differently by partnering with clients for long-term, sustainable marketing solutions. They start with a consultative, crawl, walk, run approach that helps you scale your marketing efforts naturally. Data provides marketing for the long-time success of your business to tell your story in a compelling way and to make sure the value you bring is apparent to everyone. Go to data.com for more information. That's DAYTA.com.
TrustPoint will design and manage a 401k plan that fits your company's needs. They handle everything from record keeping and investments to employee education and ongoing administration. And they take on the highest level of fiduciary responsibility to ensure your 401k plan is compliant. You already have plenty to keep you up at night. Your 401k plan should not be one of them. Visit TrustPointInc.com for more details.
For business owners, it can be overwhelming to start planning a transition or exit strategy, but it's so important to avoid unwanted outcomes and unexpected tax bills. The CPAs at JAK, John A. Knutson & Company, can guide you and help make sense of the numbers. Our firm was established over 90 years ago, and we've assisted countless companies with ownership transitions. Leaving your business is a process that takes time, so contact us today to discuss your situation. Visit our website at jakcpa.com. That's jakcpa.com.
Hello, everybody. Thank you for joining us today. This is Julie Keys, and we are here in the studio, Bob Sansevier and I, and we're going to be talking about some of the things that I've done in the last year for advisors and business owners in the exit planning realm, as well as 2024 and some of the things we have coming up. And we're going to talk about our sponsors as well. So I am going to turn this over to Bob, and he's going to ask me some really tough zinger questions.
All right, let's start off with this. So what was the best birthday you ever had? It is your birthday when this is, you know. So, I mean, is it, because I wonder about that. I have a few questions along those lines, too. But was it as a young kid, teenager, adult years? Does one stand out more than the others?
Yeah, that's an easy one. So a couple of years ago, my son Ryan, who is my second oldest son, is a drummer in a band and was still living in Indianapolis, which is, he moved out there to audition for this band and got the role and had been playing in this band for about 5 years. And my husband decided to throw a surprise birthday party for me and bring the band to Minneapolis.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So I walk in to this venue, and the room is loaded with family and friends. And there's my son Ryan with his band playing up
a
storm.
And the tears started flowing, I'm guessing.
Yeah. I was a puddle.
That's great. That's wonderful.
I know. Isn't that cool?
Boy, that guy's a keeper.
I know, isn't he?
Wow, that's a pretty good one. Mm-hmm. Okay, everyone listening, try to top that one. Good luck to you. And also, this has been a busy your birthday, but you recently received a terrific award, the Top Women in Finance, and that had to be a lot of fun because to get an award that prestigious.
Yeah, it was quite a surprise too. It was really an honor. I mean, I've never been really good at receiving awards. I don't know. I was taught to be humble, and so I don't like to toot my own horn too much, but it was really an honor to receive that award and to be amongst, you know, so many. I mean, I think there were 24 or 25 of us that received this award, but from women from different disciplines and different areas of expertise and different roles with banks and financial institutions, anybody having anything to do with finance was on the stage, and it was just really an honor to be counted among them.
You know, Julie, I've known you for a few years, and you strike me as someone that is much more comfortable putting the focus on someone else.
Yeah.
And not when it's on you.
That's why I do the work I do.
Yeah.
Because it's not about me.
Well,
yeah.
It is today, though. The focus is on you.
Dang.
And, you know, what we're about to talk about. Now, you focus on you, but this is something that you could focus on some of your clients and their success stories, because you've got a lot of clients who've been very successful. And would you like to highlight a few?
Sure. That's a good idea. I've got a couple stories that kind of stand out right now from over the last year or so. One in particular that was in the construction industry, family-owned business, transitioning from second generation to third generation. That process is almost complete, and the third gen is doing a really good job. You know, we worked very hard at defining what their new roles were going to be, creating a good delegation plan for the second gen owners. And that's been, you know, rolling out over the last couple of years, and they've really taken things and ran with it, right? They're just, they've learned to lead. They've learned to work together. They've made really smart decisions. The second gen owners have taken a lot of time off, which has given them really good practice to make decisions, and they have not gotten, you know, involved in, you know, sometimes it's tough to do that, right? Because when we've been running a business and growing a business and then turning the leadership over to someone else, it can be a scary thing. Like, what if they screw up, right? What if I end up having to come back and I don't want to have to do that? Sometimes it's better, easier for me to do it myself. And so that delegation process can be painful, but they did it really well, and I'm really proud of them.
Do you find, or have you had many clients that start off either planning to give it to the next generation and then decide I'm just going to sell outright, so it's a clean break, or the reverse, planning to go outside and then deciding to keep it in the family?
Yeah. Actually, another client that just comes to mind on the latter of the two, he was planning to sell externally. And we'd been working together for, 7 or 8 years. We're still together. And when we originally started working together, I had just acquired my SEPA designation, or I hadn't yet. I was just still business coaching. And so when his son learned that dad was planning on selling the business, said, "Hey, I think I'm interested. I think I'd like to learn more." So fast forward 3 years from then, right? We're here today. And son is running the business 80% of the time. Dad is still somewhat involved, but taking lots of trips and vacations, and he loves to travel. And he's very active, too. So he skis and goes on long trips. And son is doing a really good job growing the business. They're doing really well. In fact, sales this year are higher than they've been in 7 or 8 years.
Great.
Yeah. Yeah. It took a while to get us back to that point. But and he's happy. I mean, I've asked him, you know, a couple times, because here's the thing. He was in a completely unrelated field that he went to school for and was doing well. And then...
Oh, he was not in the business
He was not in the business at all.
Oh, I thought he was.
No, okay. No. And so the one, not the other son, but the one son said, "Well, if you're going to sell the business, maybe I want to take it over." And it, you know, one thing led to another, lots of conversation. And then he finally said, "You know what? I think I want to do this." And so he's had a trial by fire. Trust me. I mean, sometimes when you take a leap like that, your mettle is tested. And so he's had some major obstacles that he's had to overcome that were out of his control mostly. And he flew through. I mean, he managed it, and I think he's going to be great. He's going to be a great leader.
That's another success story.
Definitely. Yeah, we're still working on getting dad out completely, but. Yeah, I love working with those guys.
Now, you had told me this when we first started, and I didn't realize it was that long a process. I mean, okay, obviously your expertise is exit planning, but people don't realize how long they should be planning that.
Man, that is so true.
I mean, And it could be longer than 5 years. I mean, if they know they're 55, they want to be out at 65, they need to talk to you then, right?
It's
was that 10 years is maybe a little long.
Well, it isn't if you're a family owned business and you have, generational interests, right? You've got younger generations that are in the business, or just like the story I just told you. But yeah. I mean, the grooming process takes a while, especially if they're younger and they need to develop not only their product and service skills and knowledge of the company, but also kind of work themselves up through the ranks, because you can end up with key people who are non-family members resenting it when mom or dad bring in a child who hasn't worked in the business and put them in some kind of leadership position that they're not qualified for. Well, it does, and it doesn't serve anybody.
No.
You know? So that's why the rule of thumb on family succession is 10 years. But, you know, most of my clients come to me and we got 2 or 3 years to work together.
Okay.
And 2 or 3 years, you can get a lot done in 2 or 3 years.
All right. Now, this is a two-part question. I want your take on the exit planning landscape, and have you ever helped had exit planning for a landscaping company?
Wow.
So your thoughts on the landscape, and have you done any landscaping companies?
That's funny. I have. Well, you know what? It was probably about a month ago. I had a client of mine that owns a company called Yard Creations in Brainerd.
Sounds like it.
That's them. They're not in exit planning mode. They're in growth mode, but someday they will be. And fun business. You know, they design, I mean, some major high-end projects for multi-million dollar properties on the lakes up there. So it's not just lawn mowing, okay?
Yep.
But they're a good company. And as far as like exit planning itself, I think that the best advice that I can give for preparation is preparation. Just to prepare. And it's never too early to prepare, because so many of the decisions that you make as you go along as a business owner affect your outcome in the future. And so thinking about what the end looks like, or at least having an idea of what you want and don't want. And then, like I said, you know, doing the best that you can to prepare by building value in the business, and not allowing the business to become completely centric on you as the owner. And then think about your culture and build your culture. So think ahead, plan ahead, and then ask yourself this question: if I were the buyer of my business, would I buy it? And if the answer is no, why not? And whatever your answer is to why not, that's where you start.
That actually is great advice. Now, tell me about advisor programs and cohorts.
Yeah, 2023, boy, I launched a lot of different programs for advisors, because I've been doing this since, when did I get certified? 2015, I guess. And so being on the faculty for EPI and, you know, doing a lot of speaking and teaching and stuff like that, I've delivered a lot of, like, short programs and webinars and presentations, and then I've over the last couple of years had a lot of advisors coming to me asking me for help with launching their exit planning practice, and I thought, you know, I think I just got to take all this content I've created over these years and put it together, update it, and put it into one program. So I did, and so I just recently launched that. I just call it the advisor program. Isn't that dull?
But it tells you what it is.
Yeah.
Nothing dull about
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I didn't want to put any kind of stupid spin fancy title on there, because people would go, what's that, right? So it's an advisor program. And I'm an exit planner, so we're talking about exit planning. We're teaching you the best practices. There's a lot of application, a lot of case study, and it's a lot of fun. And then the other program that I just am launching two days from now, is an exit planning cohort, and that is for... Well, ideally, it's for people that have gone through the program first, because then they've got the context, yep, right, for the cohort. But it's not essential that they go through the program. But the cohort is a monthly coaching. And we call it a cohort because it's a focus on exit planning. And so it's advisors getting together, talking about different client situations, learning topic every single month, and then providing feedback and, you know, giving somebody the spotlight every month. And I've done group coaching before. And so this is a little bit like that, but again, it's a cohort, so it's focused on exit planning.
You better tell people where to go to get more information, the website, right?
Yeah, go to the website.
Which is?
Or you can call me.
Poised for Exit.
PoisedForExit.com.
All right, now, you have some great sponsors Let's talk about the services your show sponsors provide.
Well, I'm very thoughtful, I guess is the word, about the companies that I approach to sponsor the show, because I really want there to be way more value for the sponsor to be involved in this show than there is for me, okay? And the value has to come from the sponsors being able to market the services that they provide to our listening audience. And that has been a successful endeavor. Our sponsors provide services that do basically what I had mentioned before, like what are some of the things that you should do? What does the exit planning landscape look like? Well, regardless of the landscape, you should always prepare. And every single one of our sponsors gets involved in some aspect of building enterprise value in the business. So for instance, JAK is an accounting firm. Their main offices are located in St. Paul. They are experts at valuation, at helping you put your financial house in order, at audit, at tax planning, budgets, projections, just basic business advisory. They really cover all the bases, and they really do have a good pulse on the M&A market because they're dealing with transactions all the time. TrustPoint, I know their commercial says that they specialize in 401k, but they have so much more to offer. They're experts in financial planning, for one thing. They also offer family office services. Not sure if we've talked about that very much in the past. I think I had Christine Schmidt on the show before, but we're going to have them on the show again to talk about it a little bit more. They have locations in Minneapolis, Eau Claire, and La Crosse, and of course, they offer trust services. So highly recommend TrustPoint. Sunbelt Business Advisors has been with me since just about the beginning, and they are all over the Midwest, okay? They've got offices in Minneapolis, Chicago. They're also in Las Vegas, and for a client to utilize their services when they're maybe not ready yet to sell, but they just want to know, where am I at? Sunbelt will provide a free complimentary business valuation of your business. And then they can also just talk to you about your industry, what they're seeing, what are some of the recommendations that they would have in order for you to really prepare yourself and prepare your business based on what's going on in the market today. So I think that would be time well spent for any owner out there just to have that conversation. And then lastly, but not least, data. And I went to school a long time ago for marketing.
Stop it.
Yeah. And I have a thing for marketing because I know that if it's done right and done well, that it's actually an investment and not a line item expense. And marketing should support the growth of the company and support sales, right? So what data does is it helps to drive that revenue. When marketing and sales are aligned, we can really grow the business. And we want to, have best foot forward, right, when we're promoting a business, when we're trying to get it ready for sale. And marketing really does help with driving value in the business.
Well, Julie, we're heading into that holiday season, which means 2024 is really just around the bend. What's on the horizon for Poise for Exit in 2024?
Well, before we go there, I forgot to mention, Data's got clients all over the country, but they're located in St. Cloud. So I just wanted to mention that too, since I mentioned where everybody else was located. But as far as 2024 is concerned, we are going to really dial in high quality, relevant, and timely advice like we never have before. We are planning to interview very highly qualified experts and specialists and business owners. So in the past, I've done this where I've brought in, maybe it's a sponsor, maybe it's an advisor, but they sit at the table here and they're like the guest host and they interview their client. Well, we're going to be doing more of that because that has always been very well received. And I think it's a great way for the owners listening to the show to hear the stories of what other owners have gone through, because it mirrors our own. And so we're going to cover ways to grow the value of the business, build better teams, build better culture, explore exit options. And we're going to have, like I said, great experts on the show that are going to help you not only now to love your business more, right, and make it more profitable, but also for you to build the best outcome for your future transition.
That's terrific. Looking forward to continuing to work with you in 2024. I haven't gotten notice that you're not going to allow me to produce anymore. So
you're stuck with me.
All right. All right. But before we close, I would like you to take over because you always thank, well, you should thank yourself because you always thank your guest. But on behalf of you, thank you. And thank you for allowing me to interview you. And you have a way of ending the show that I'm going to turn it over back to you so you can remind all your listeners what to do.
Well, thank you, Bob, and thank you for interviewing me. I just want to say thanks to all of our show sponsors, all of our listeners, everyone who subscribes, follows, shares. It's just been awesome. It's been an awesome ride, great community. I love it. I'm looking forward to 2024, and just join us again next time for more.